People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dirty Forkers. Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. It's your girl. It's just me, myself, and I. I have a lot of epic guests coming up, but get used to it because we're going to be doing a lot more solos around here, and I'm fired up about it. We're actually about to be in a committed relationship. I know y'all have commitment issues, but I'm ready to settle down, okay? So I figured I would just, you know, kind of address the elephant in the room at the beginning of the show. And, you know, I've seen the Reddit threads. I've seen your comments. I've seen it all. TK's waist is so tiny. Her ass has gotten so fat. How does she look so good? And the answer is yes. I moved and I'm in a different part of LA and I did get a BBL. No, I'm kidding. I literally just switched podcast networks. Like, that's it. No BBL here. Maybe in the near future. Let me know your personal thoughts and opinions on BBLs, but I think my parents would honestly make me move home if I did that and like somehow get a reverse BBL. They'd be like, rewind, run that back. Yeah, I got a new podcast network, which is kind of why I haven't been uploading. Actually, it's not kind of why, it's actually why I haven't been uploading, because I didn't really know this, but to fill you in on what's actually been going down, I was signed with another network and I got the opportunity to go with another network. Tomato, tomato, it makes zero sense to you, but it took a while to get the contract all signed, sealed, delivered, and tied up in a bow. And that's why it took me a while to upload, because technically I wasn't allowed to upload without my new contract being done. And I didn't want to like pre-record a ton of episodes, especially not knowing when I was going to upload next. I just wanted it to be in real time with y'all. So I didn't want to go... Why are the flowers shaking so much? This is obviously a new setup. Sorry if you don't like the setup. Like, I'm trying to figure out whether I want to record my solos at home, whether I want to rent out a studio, whether I want to be in my new studio. Something about being in a studio recording solos, though, feels kind of illegal. When I'm just, like, getting so deep with y'all and it's, like, an hour of me talking to a camera and, like, secretly someone's listening, it's, like, kind of weird and bizarre, and I feel like I don't get as deep. So I feel like when I'm at home vibing and thriving, I can get a little bit more deep. Do you know what I mean? On a real note though, I definitely took a longer break than expected because we were figuring out the logistics of it all. And I've got to say, I missed y'all. I'm so happy to be back. It wasn't even one of those breaks where it was like, oh, it was a much needed break. Like, no, I didn't want to go anywhere. I wanted to keep uploading. I wanted to keep getting epic guests for you. And I actually want to take the time right now, if you are watching this on YouTube, please, I am begging you, comment down below or shoot me a DM on Instagram. It's at TK's Juicy Polls. Please DM me or comment down below what founders and what business owners you want to hear from, or like any potential guests you want me to have, because I'm doing a ton of guest outreach right now. And I want to have on people and interview people that like you guys want me to have on. So please let me be the catalyst to you hearing your dream guest. Flood my DMs. They are open and waiting for you. So please let me know, because I'm so excited to book people. I'm like in a booking phase. I'm in a booking era. I'm in a Making Moves era. Like, I'm so excited. Also, by the way, did you peep our new Instagram? It's literally just Making Moves now. That's insane. If you haven't followed me on Instagram, definitely do so. I'm going to be doing a giveaway as like a comeback situation. So definitely follow me on there so you don't miss out, because I'm going to post like all the deets on there. But with this break and this new network, I wanted to take advantage of it and take the opportunity to kind of reshift and restructure some things here at Making Moves, because I feel like, if I'm being honest, I got a little lost in the sauce with this podcast and like what I wanted to do with it. And I feel like it was too all over the place. And don't get me wrong, I'm an all over the place person. I feel like some of y'all are as well. But when I was really thinking about the ideal Making Moves listener and the type of content I want to be giving you guys, some of my previous episodes didn't fall under that umbrella of like what I expect the caliber of the show to be. And so I was like, let me move and shift some things while I have the time. And I guess I'll just, you know, like fill you in on the 411, because if anyone deserves to know about what's new, it's y'all. It's the Dirty Little Forker. So this is what you can look forward to in this podcast episode. One, we're going to talk about the rebrand. We're going to talk about the shifting some things around. It's not an actual rebrand, but I'm calling it that. Okay. Two, we're going to catch up on where I've been, just podcasting wise and personally, and I guess professionally. We're going to catch up on where I've been. And three, I'm hopefully going to be able to provide you with some tips and tricks to help make your week or day a little bit better. And that way you feel a little bit satisfied after listening to me yap for an hour. Okay. Oh my God, it feels so good to be back. This is definitely like should be a vlog clip, but whatever. I'm on my vlog camera right now, so I'm feeling extra comfortable with y'all. So like, just be prepared. You don't know what's going to come out of my mouth, because it feels like I'm talking to the vlog Dirty Forkers, not just the podcasters. And it feels really real and honest and raw right now. Anyway, my friend Callie got me these pickleball coasters. As we all know, I'm obsessed with pickleball. And they're just so dang cute. And I have my Alani Nu sitting on my pickleball coaster. So that's how you know it's going to be a good day. Back to my rebrand that's not a rebrand. I've just felt disconnected from this podcast and the show, and more importantly, you guys, for a while now. And I don't like that. I don't like feeling disconnected. I don't like feeling lost in the sauce. I don't like questioning myself. And I am so not the type of girly that questions myself. I came out of the womb with confidence, okay? I came out of the womb with a direction. I know what I'm doing with my life. I know where I want to go. And I'm going to be confident about it. And I feel like ever since my quarter life crisis slash like the move and just like a lot of moving parts in my life that have been just like shifting and evolving, I kind of got disconnected and sidetracked with my podcast, and this has always been my baby. And so I'm just trying to bring it back to the roots, which is ultimately making moves. Bada bing. Okay. This show is a show that provides value. This is the type of podcast you put on when you are feeling in a bad mood, because you know it'll get you out of it. Okay. You know you're going to feel a little bit more motivated, a little bit less groggy, a little bit more fired up when you're done listening to it. And it could be me literally talking about skincare, but like you best believe I'm going to tie it back into you wanting to make moves after you listen to this. And that's why I named it Making Moves, is because I feel like my strength as a friend on this planet is gassing people up, making them feel like they can do the impossible, helping them believe in themselves to follow and crush their dreams. And I don't know why I got lost in the sauce in doing that for y'all, but we are bringing it back to my roots. And just trust me, y'all are going to be making the sickest moves before you know it. So buckle in, get the fork ready, because we're about to vroom vroom. I'm honestly on X Games mode because of this right now, and my foot's falling asleep, so. So on my little breaky break, I was thinking about why I started a podcast in the first place, because I feel like we see this comment a lot these days, which I honestly agree with it, and it's not everyone needs to have a podcast, okay? And I agree to some degree. But I feel like I started a podcast because I actually had something to say. And I knew I could provide value in this format because I'm not a reader, I'm not a writer, I'm not a mathematician, I'm not a scientist. I'm a communicator. Like, that is my love language. My strength is communicating. My needs, my wants, my hopes, my dreams. I am good at yapping, okay? And that's why I started a podcast, was because I wanted to start a YouTube channel and I would film and edit it. And I was a good editor. I would go hard in Final Cut Pro. And I wouldn't upload it because I would be too hard on myself and I didn't like the way I looked. And I was just picking myself apart about the way I looked, the way I sounded, what I was saying.
everything. The reason I started a podcast was because I liked the idea of it not being on video format, and I still clearly had something to say. And being in the same vein as being a good communicator, I am a good networker. That is just one of my strengths. Fortunately, there's a lot of things I am horrible at, and I have a lot of weaknesses, but I am a good networker, I am a good communicator, and I am good at talking to people, which is like basically all the same thing. Same thing, different fonts. The reason podcasting interested me so much was because I feel like I fell in love with it the most as a consumer. I feel like it resonated the most with me. Something about me, I love learning something new. And your brain does too. It's scientifically proven. Your brain loves when you learn something new. And in order for me to retain information and learn something new and actually remember it and like truly learn it, not just listen and hear it, but learn it, I need to learn in podcast format. I don't retain information well from reading. I retain information well from people talking and me listening and fully understanding that way. I also love the feeling of being connected to someone, and I also love the feeling of being productive. And those are the exact three things that I get from listening to podcasts. And as a podcast listener myself, I've always gravitated towards podcasts that are more better for you, self-help, learning something new, providing value type of shows. Because they make me feel better about myself after I listen to it. Nothing makes me happier than when I am in a slump and I can throw on a podcast and feel better afterwards just having listened to it while also getting shit done. That is the way to my heart. The feeling of feeling productive and the feeling of feeling accomplished, I achieve by listening to a podcast that provides value. I want my show to do the same for you. And not only do they make me feel accomplished, they get my brain going. Okay, they get me thinking. They're great conversation starters for later in the week when I'm reading a lot, or you know, I'm watching a good show, or I'm listening to a good podcast. It provides great conversations in the future when I don't know what to talk about. I'm like, hey, I learned this in a podcast the other day. Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it is changed my life. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. I'm going to be really open and honest with y'all. Nothing makes me hornier than feeling productive and accomplished. And that's what a good podcast episode will do for me. That's all it takes sometimes, for real. Y'all be doing the most. Just listen to a good podcast episode. Like, trust me. Trust me. Listen to Making Moves. That's a crazy pipeline. The listening to a Making Moves episode to horny pipeline is crazy. But trust me. Trust me. Don't knock it till you try it. And here's the thing. Even on my least productive rotting days, listening to a podcast where I learn something new makes me feel better about myself. Or maybe it's not even something new. Maybe it's something I've been told a gazillion times, but for some reason, this podcast just hits different, or I needed to hear it at that time. It'll make me feel better. Even on my worst days, a Better For You podcast does the trick. And the thing is it's not just any type of podcast. It's not a lemon water podcast. It's not a girly pop podcast. It's not a comedy podcast. It's not a trivia podcast. It's the Better For You, productive, motivational type of podcast that really get me going. Truly. So when I think about Making Moves 2.0 and what exactly I want my show to entail, I want you to have that feeling. I want you to be able to rely on Making Moves as a show to go to on a daily basis when you're feeling on your A game, but more importantly, when you're not feeling on your A game, when you're feeling on your B or C or D game and you need a little help getting back to your A game. I want Making Moves to be that friend that you know you can call and you'll feel better after you call them. I want you to know that once you press play on Little Making Moves, you know you'll feel better after. And I'm excited to hopefully be that for you. But like, dead ass in the comments, comment down below who you want me to have on, what topics you want me to hit. Like, we're gonna go in. This is gonna be a little TED talk, a little masterclass every episode. We're going the fork in. And I wanna give you guys the content you want. I am here to be at your service. I'm here to help you with whatever you want and whatever you need at the time. And this content is for you more than it is for me. So please tell me if you have any special requests. My ears are peeled. Is it peeled? Eyes and ears. Eyes are peeled. Ears are open. Eyes are open. Ears are peeled. Peeled. I can't speak. So allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hove. H to the OV. Just kidding. My name is T to the K. A. No, really. Let me actually explain to the Dirty Forkers that are just now joining us on this episode what exactly this is all about. It is time to eat, baby. Dirty Forkers, get out of the dishwasher. It's time to motherfork and eat, okay? So for real, I'm going to reintroduce myself. And this might be repetitive for some of you, but I feel like it's necessary for Making Moves 2.0. We're in the Juice Box 2.0. We're recording the first episode of Making Moves 2.0. A lot of gears have shifted. A lot of things have changed. I'm reintroducing myself. Without further ado, let's welcome TK to the podcast. No, I'm kidding. Deadass, my actual name is Taylor King, for those of you that don't know. Some of my friends here don't know that my actual name is Taylor King. They just call me TK, which I love. I honestly prefer TK. And when people call me Taylor, I feel like I'm in trouble, or deadass, I forget my name's Taylor. I'm like, is Taylor in the room with us? Like, literally. The only people that call me Taylor is like my family or like someone that I've known like since I was a child. But like basically from like middle school / high school on, I've been TK. And the real reason I called this podcast Making Moves is because it has my last name in it. Making Moves. Okay, so it all goes together because there's a reason behind everything, you know? I had to throw the king in there somewhere, okay? I can't fully get rid of my last name. And I will probably be keeping my last name once I get married. And I called it Making Moves because we're the type of girly pops that do make moves in life. You know the saying, if you want something done, ask a busy person to do it? I am her. I am the person that people come to when they need something done because I'm busy and they know I'm gonna get it done. We are those type of girls. And even though we're busy, they know we can get that shit done because we make moves. We make money moves. We make dating moves. We make business moves. We make all the moves on the show. We're constantly making moves. We're constantly moving forward. We're constantly playing chess in this game of life, and we're figuring the fork out. And if we don't know how to do something, we just figure it out. We make moves constantly. That's the type of person I am. That's the type of person you are. And that's probably why you're listening to this. And if I'm going to be honest with you, the type of person that enjoys making moves is probably the same type of person that like had a weird phase where they were obsessed with Shark Tank. Maybe for you it was a Gary Vee phase. I had both of those phases. I've also had the phase, which I'm not actually out of, is that my favorite Real Housewife of all time is Bethany Frankel. And I think it's because of the entrepreneur of it all. I really do. And like, I just love her. She's so real. And I feel like there's this like level of respect you have because that bitch makes moves. Bethany makes moves. The ideal Making Moves listener wishes that Mark Cuban was running for president. Do you know what I mean? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? And if any of these are ringing a bell, let me just seal the deal for you. As the hardworking individual you are, surely you've dabbled in the podcast space, listening to all the better for you men that are yapping our little ears off. Whether it's Professor Huberman, Guy Raz from How I Built This, or Mr. Ed Milette.
If you're similar to me, I feel like you're probably looking for something a little spicier, a little juicier. That was crazy. And dare I say, a little girlier? Well, that, my friend, is my podcast, Making Moves. If any of those things resonated with you, you are the ideal Making Moves listener. Hi, welcome to the family. Love you. Clearly, we're into the same things. And I feel like we're going to be in a good-ass, committed, weekly relationship. I'm really excited about it. Date night, once a week. I mean, let's be honest. It's a little dry on Hinge these days. You got to come to Making Moves to spice things up. I don't make the rules. Okay, I wanted to do a little, like, personal catch-up before I tie a knot on this episode and basically explain to you what I've been doing in the past, I don't know, several months, which mainly has consisted of playing pickleball. When I tell you, I haven't been this addicted or obsessed with a hobby since, like, I don't even know what to compare it to, because I literally think about it every day. Like, I'm probably not gonna play today, and it's, like, making me sad. If I could play every single day, I absolutely would. The hardest part about it is getting people to play with, which I could be really ballsy and play with strangers, which I have done before. But it's just more fun when you're with your friends. You know what I mean? Yeah, I love pickleball, but it's also 10 times more fun when you're with at least, like, people you know. So then it's just, like, the game isn't as deep, you know? But I guess if I, like, really wanted to get better, I should play with strangers more. I don't know. I've been addicted, sick, and obsessed with pickleball. It is so fun. If you haven't tried it, like, when I tell you, it genuinely has made me a happier person. Like, I'm, like, in the pickleball community. I've met so many friends through pickleball. It actually has changed my life for the better. Like, I feel, like, way more rooted and planted in LA. Even though I've lived here for, like, 9 years, like, I'm not kidding you. In the past couple of months that I've become addicted to pickleball, I feel 10 times more planted and rooted here. And I feel like I have so many more actual, normal, amazing friends that are just, like, not in my normal bubble or stratosphere, which I have been seeking. Like, I've been wanting more normal, random friends that, like, aren't in the influencer space, aren't necessarily in the entertainment space. Like, one of my favorite things about my relationship with my pickleball friends is that we hardly talk about work. We all kind of know what each other does for a living, but, like, that is literally the last thing we talk about. And I feel like in a city like LA, that's kind of unheard of. Like, that's the first thing people ask is, like, what do you do? And it just, like, feels like a constant, like, needing to prove or, like, impress, or I don't know. It's just, like, constant. Like, I was just on this, like, date kind of, and long story short, I was talking to my friends about it today. I was, like, they're asking me about the guy, and I was, like, it's really confusing because we went on this, like, date that wasn't a date, and the guy told me, he, like, looked me dead in the eyes and, like, had his hand on my freaking arm, and he looked me dead in the eyes, and he was, like, I would love to see you again. Like, when are you free this week, right? And, like, when people say that to me, I believe them. Because I'm, like, normal and human. And, like, he never hit me up again. And my friends were like, that's so weird. Like, men are actual psychopaths. Like, why do they do that? And I, honest to God, think that it's because he low-key has an ulterior motive. Like, this is just the story I'm telling myself. But, like, it's just my gut feeling. And I trust my gut. I think he cares a little bit too much about, like, the clout of it all, the who I know of it all, the what I get invited to of it all. And he wants to be included in that. But he doesn't like me enough to, like, take me out on a date on his own dime and, like, pursue the hell out of me. You know what I mean? Which I think is gross. Like, don't use me for my connections and my invites and my social life. You can't have your cake and eat it too. So the pickleball friend group has been so refreshing and honestly has changed my life in LA, and it has been amazing. And it sounds corny as hell. And if any of my pickleball friends are listening to this, they're probably like, TK, shut the fork up. This is so cringe. But, like, I'm being so honest. Like, it has been so good for my mental health and my physical health. Like, that's why I love it so much, is because it gets you outside, which is scientifically proven to help your mental and physical health. It gets you in the sun. So it's like, not only does it get me outside, but it also gets me tan. And then on top of it, you meet new friends and new people. It's physical activity. So you, like, literally get a workout in without feeling like you're getting a workout in. And there's so many hot guys. Like, you can flirt. That's so fun. I've met so many straight, normal guys through it, which has been amazing. And, like, I feel like I was missing that fun, competitive banter in LA. Like, the roasting of it all. The competition, competitive vibe that, like, isn't a catty influencer vibe. Like, this is just way more like when you're, like, you know, playing kickball or, like, baseball in the backyard in Indiana. Like, that's the vibe it gives, and I love it so much. And even, like, the guys that I have played pickleball with that, like, I'm not necessarily interested in romantically, it's still fun and, like, refreshing to have, like, masculine, normal energy around. And it's actually insane, like, the amount of, like, people I've become friends with that, like, I never otherwise would have met that, like, are in such cool industries or have such cool jobs and, like, not in a cloudy, like, I want to use them to go to their cool shit way. It's just, like, I feel like it adds a fun dynamic to my roster of friends, and it's unique and different and exciting and something new that, you know, these conversations are way different than my typical conversations throughout the week, and I really enjoy that. And honestly, it reminds me of my guy friends and, like, my family friends and my brother's friends, like, when they would come over to my house in Indiana and we would, like, shoot the shit downstairs and, like, play on the putting green or, like, you know, go play pickleball at home or play cards or, like, whatever the case is. We would do, like, backyard baseball, pick up basketball games, pool basketball. Like, that whole vibe and, like, nature of just, like, shooting the shit with your friends in a suburb is essentially the same energy that pickleball gives me, and I am, like, living for it. Like, it genuinely makes me so happy, and I'm just grateful that I have found such a healthy and fun hobby to be obsessed with, because, like, if there's anything that's good to be addicted to, it's pickleball. Let's be honest. There are way worse things I can be addicted to, and if pickleball is one of them, by all means, go live your truth, girl.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The other thing I love about it is that any age range can play, and also it doesn't matter how good you are, like, you can still learn and get really good, and it's not expensive. Like, once you have a paddle and, like, balls, which, by the way, aren't expensive, you can literally get them on Amazon, shop at my Amazon storefront. Once you have the gear, which is, like, literally two things, it's free. Like, I don't spend any money playing pickleball. It's amazing. And also, a ton of my friends have, like, these excessive, really, I don't know, like, lucrative paddles, like, from really nice brands. I literally just use mine that I was gifted from PR or, like, Amazon. Like, I literally have a whole set from Amazon that I get so many compliments on because it's cute. Like, I just don't, I'm not at the point where I, like, really give a shit about the, you know, the impact of the paddle and the ball. Like, I'm not to that level yet. My guy friends make fun of me, but whatever. I'm just, like, shooting the shit, having a good time. I'm like, listen, if I can beat you with my Amazon paddle, it doesn't matter. I'm not blaming the paddle, you know? Just wait till I get a pro paddle, baby. Mm-hmm. Watch the fork out. So yeah, I've been playing pickleball. I've been fiending for pickleball. I've been, like, eating pickleball up. It's my favorite thing in the world. I've even been hanging out with my pickleball friends, like, outside of pickleball, which has been so fun. And y'all know I'm such a floater. I love meeting new people. I love being around a different vibe, and I'm honestly mad at myself for not diving in to pickleball way earlier, because I always knew I was addicted to it and I always knew I was obsessed with it. Like, the way it would make me feel, like, I could probably make a montage of all the clips of me playing pickleball or tennis and then being like, oh, I felt so good after that. Like, I want to do this again. And it was so hard for me to, like, make it a part of my routine because I couldn't find or convince the friends and people in my orbit to play. And the reality is I just should have kept going to the courts to like meet people that are already there, because like that makes the most sense. Like, you're going to meet influencers at an influencer event. You're going to meet pickleball players at a pickleball court. You know what I mean? You're not necessarily going to meet pickleball players like at the beach, you know? Yeah, I mean, you could. It's so popular now that you definitely could. But like, I don't know. I just wish I would have like ripped off the Band-Aid and stopped waiting for like people to play with me and just gone and done it and like made friends earlier, because my best friends that I play pickleball with now, I literally met at the courts. And this sounds so insane, but like, I'm like actually so obsessed with it. At first it was weird and scary, but like, I feel like it was weird and scary for everyone. And everyone's in the same boat. Like, we're all there because we all enjoy pickleball and we all enjoy having active lifestyles. Everyone loves it when you're the type of person that goes up to them and is like, hey, what's your name? Like, is this your first time here? Like, if you can relieve someone else with the stress of that and go up to them first, like, by all means, do them a favor. Like, you should have that in your head when you're like in a new environment and like everyone's kind of new and like it's a little bit awkward. Like, have in your head, I'm doing people a favor by going up and introducing myself, because everyone is scared. No one wants to act weird. No one wants to embarrass themselves. Like, everyone doesn't want to press anyone's buttons, especially in LA. Everyone's like, I don't want to bother them. Like, they're so A, B, and C. Like, just erase all of that. Like, you're doing someone a favor when you go up and introduce yourself. And you never know what could happen. Like, this could be your next best friend for the next year or two, or like maybe you find your next lifer playing pickleball, or you know, in your next hobby. But if you know you love something, like, just go for it and make it happen and make it a part of your routine. Because literally no one, there's only one person that I was good friends with that I'm like way better friends with now because we play pickleball all the time, but like pretty much no one in my life pre pickleball obsession era like plays pickleball with me now. Like, these are all new people that I've met literally through pickleball. And I just wish I would have like immersed myself into the community and the sport earlier, because it's like opened up so many doors for me and it's been so fun. And it's even awesome seeing how it's like flourished and opened doors for me in my career, because it's like now pickleball brands are reaching out. Now athletic brands want to work with me. And I feel like I've always been into health and wellness and like fitness and tennis and pickleball and all of these things. But now I feel like because I'm like posting it constantly, it like makes more sense for brands to partner with me, because it's like, oh, this girl loves pickleball, versus like, I feel like I was all over the place with like health and wellness and workout classes. And like, it was hard to film. And now I like have my routine and it's so beautiful. And I'm just like so obsessed with what it's done for my life. And I wish I would have done it earlier. So that's that. I also have been trying to not travel as much, but exciting news, I'm an Ulta ambassador for the year, which is so awesome. I'm a part of the Ulta Beauty Collective, and I couldn't be more honored, because like, I literally grew up going to Ulta and I just love beauty so much. And the fact that I am in partnership with such an iconic big brand is like truly such a dream. And being able to like meet all the other people in the Ulta Beauty Collective has been so awesome. Like, one of my goals for 2024, as you all know, if you've listened to this podcast before, was to immerse myself in a whole new community and meet other people outside of my bubble. And I feel like I have truly done that. And the fact that it's only like halfway through the year makes me happy and honestly proud, because I feel like it's so much easier said than done. And I look back on the last half of this year and I can say I truly did that, while also nourishing and watering the old friendships. Yeah, I'm just really like happy and excited and hopeful for this era of my life, because like, I just moved, I'm getting the lay of the land, I'm obsessed with my new place. If you haven't been following the vlogs or my TikTok or my Instagram, I've been uploading all the moving content on there. And I feel like moving into this new place has totally tied an actual bow on my quarter life crisis era. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I say this a lot in the podcast, but like truly, it finally, for realsies, feels like this is a new chapter. It quite literally is, because I moved, and it feels amazing. And it makes me really excited and hopeful for the future. And I just can't imagine like not living in LA. I'm like obsessed with LA right now. I'm obsessed with what it has to offer. And I'm just so grateful to be in a city that has so much opportunity and cool people in it and amazing weather and fun activities. Being able to do this job has been such a blessing. And I am embracing and enjoying the challenge of being a creator, trying to grow. Like, I feel like my attitude earlier in the year was like, why haven't I gotten this many views? Like, why haven't I grown? Me. Why hasn't this happened to me? Why? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, shut the fork up. Enjoy the challenge. Enjoy the climb. It's going to happen one day. And I feel like if I were to blow up today, it probably wouldn't be the right time. The universe, the galaxy, God, whatever you believe in, always has our backs. And I don't know, I'm really like trusting where I'm at in life, trusting the process, and so grateful to be in this like phase of my life. Another thing I've really been enjoying is not traveling as much. I feel like I had a crazy few weeks of travel in April, May, and June, and I'm so happy to like be settled for the summer, because summer is my favorite season of the year. And I feel like it's when I thrive the most. And I just turned 27, and I feel like 27 is an amazing number. 26, confusing number, confusing year. 25, confusing year, great number. 27, amazing number, amazing year. Can't wait to see what all is to come. And I'm just so grateful that y'all are here to like listen to me chit chat and figure it out. And I hope in some way, shape, or form, I can help you do the same. All in this together. Anyway, by the way, I'm also having a carpenter versus a brat summer. I feel like, let's be honest, you're either a carpenter or you're a brat. And I'm absolutely a carpenter. However, I do have bratty moments. You can guess when they are. But like at the end of the day, look at me. I'm a carpenter, you know? So that has been such a blast, embracing my girly girl vibes. Especially because I've been around so many men playing pickleball. And oh my God, like speaking about it and like me not going is like inspiring me to go tonight. Like, should I go? Anyway, I'm so excited for Making Moves 2.0. She's elevated. She's grown up. She is that forking girl. And we're going to have the best summer yet. Dirty Forkers, I love you. And be sure to make someone else's day this week. Comment down below. How are you going to make someone else's day this week? I'd love to know. I think I'm going to make someone's day by giving my neighbors gifts. I got them all wine, and I think I might, like for the girly pops, put little skincare, like a little basket together. So yeah, love you guys. We will chat next week, and thank you for being a part of this community. I love you so much. So much more to come. And lastly, I am going to be uploading every Monday because it's Making Moves Mondays. And we're starting off the week strong. And let's be honest, that's just like so you and me. So love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Toodles.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.